Friends, we now go on to the next chapter of import-export management regulatory functions. We are now going to look at the international courier and postal as far as your international trade is concerned. Yes, you can do import-export through courier and post, both. They are allowed. Now, as far as you must be aware of the couriers. Here in India, there are two types of couriers. One is a domestic courier who will take a package from your doorstep and deliver anywhere in India. Now, we are not interested in such kind of couriers because we are doing international trade. So, we are looking at courier companies or international couriers who will take goods from your premises up to the end destination and deliver it at the importer's premises. Same way post also can be done. Initially, when we had courier, the meaning of courier was that a person will come to your office, collect a particular package and personally take it and hand it over at the destination. That was the initial definition and working of a courier. Today, no, that doesn't happen. Today, the person will collect from your premises, take it to a collection center, and from the collection center, it will go to the airport. At the airport, the courier company's man will hand over the parcels, entire grouped up parcels, to the airline. At the destination, the same courier company's representative will be standing over there and he will accept the package directly from the airline and then go and deliver to the consignee over there. They are a person group of companies who initially started with sending messages or documents. They'll deliver mail messages, packages, one place to another on a personalized basis. The basic feature was speed, security of the goods, the tracking, because it's being handled person to person, tracking is being done. Then there's signature, there's a specialization, and most important is it's an individualized fast service, giving fast or swift delivery schedules. Of course, the fees that they charge are expensive, more than the normal postal mail services. And their main lifeline is air transportation. And they can operate from any part of India to any part of the world. You must have heard about these largest courier companies like FedEx, DHL, TNT, UPS, Aramex, etc., etc. And such kind of companies, they offer worldwide services. Their representative will come to your place, collect the parcel and deliver over there. There are many specialist couriers. Normally for transportation of items such as freight in pallets, sensitive documents and liquids. Many independent couriers and localized companies offer next day or same day services. Of course, right from the beginning of the electronic age, the way business is being done by the courier companies, they have gone seen a very dramatic change. Of course, as a company, normally we would prefer to take the service of large courier organizations because they give you more flexibility of larger area of delivery. And then this has also led to another level of courier company, which are known as regional couriers, who will take it and give it to an international courier. That means he'll collect from you and give it to the international courier on your behalf. So they are via media couriers also. But most important are the onboard couriers. That means their representative will be on board that particular flight. But they will not carry only one consignment of yours, no. They will have a number of such consignments all grouped together, and they'll have a big bag which will be taken on board the flight, and their representative will also be on board of that particular flight. Of course, they go, such kind of people travel throughout the world. Yes, their service is the second most costliest, because they have got to analyze the cost of service of the onboard person who is traveling with the material. They calculate the cost of assembly line stopping, ultimately court filing, loss of sales from products or components, missing delivery deadline. They give you delivery deadlines. Then if they miss certain fees also, they have got to give, late charge, etc. But important, they also have a special arrangement for organ transplant movement also. These types of services are being given by very large courier companies. Of course, nowadays many airlines have become offshoot of these large courier companies. You look at Arabex, they have got their own aircrafts. Look at TNT, they have got their own aircrafts. So they have expanded onto cargo carriers airline also. That means they not only carry couriers packages, they also carry other air shipments. There is a system amongst the courier companies to give you just-in-time delivery inventories. This is done through the onboard couriers. Now, just-in-time inventories are a methodology which certain manufacturers adopt for high-value cargo. They don't want to spend money and keep the goods in their warehouse for a certain period of time, thus blocking investment. But they tie up with courier companies to such an extent that when that particular raw material is required, the courier company has got to ensure that from its originating point, they have got to deliver it one day prior to the factory. That is just-in-time delivery, and as soon as it is delivered, next day it is used. This is a production strategy which improves the business return on investment, and they reduce in-process inventory also and carrying costs. This is always with a sentence: right type of material at the right time, at the right place, and in the exact amount, without the safety of net of inventory. Of course, this philosophy has now been applied to other segments of the supply chain management, because this saves the company money, since flow of goods are from warehouse to the shelf. There is an improvement. Now, in India, the government has authorized the couriers under the Customs Act. And we have regulations. Number one, Courier Import and Export Clearance Regulation 1998, which was amended in 2010. Then Courier Imports and Exports Electronic Electronic Declaration and Processing Regulation of 2010. These regulations give option to a courier company to get the imported goods through the captain of the aircraft. But due to security reasons, the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security insists that the courier consignment in an aircraft is accompanied by an on-board courier. It basically means that all on-board couriers, they are required to be regulated as authorized couriers. As part of this obligation, the courier company must obtain an authorization from each of the consignee or consigners of the import-export goods for whom they are acting as agents for clearance of the import-export goods. Why? Because custom clearance is required to be done. Of course, the authorization can also be obtained at the time of delivering the import consignment, having a declared value of 10,000 rupees or less. And it is his duty to advise his client of all the relevant provisions of the Customs Act rules and regulations. He has got to exercise due diligence to ascertain the correctness and completeness of any information which he submits to the customs officer, just like a normal custom broker. He should not withhold any information relating to assessment and clearance of import goods or export goods from the assessing officer or from the client, both. And he should not influence the conduct of the officer. He has got to maintain proper records and accounts as per these regulations. He should verify the antecedents correctness of the import-exporter code number to identify his clients. And above all, he cannot subcontract or outsource his functions. It has got to be carried on by him and through his authorized person or employee. As far as courier clearance is concerned, yes, because courier packages are required on a fast-track basis, therefore the import and exports are also cleared through a fast-track mode. But courier has got a limit. Weight limit for any import-export consignment is 70 kg per package. And the clearance work can be done only by registered courier who are registered with the customs department. But there are certain items which cannot be imported through the courier mode. There are animals and plants, perishable items, publication maps depicting incorrect boundaries of India, precious or semi-precious stones or gold or silver in any form, and above all, most important are chemicals within chapter 28, 29 or 38. As far as imports are concerned, the goods which are imported are divided into three categories. First is the documents or information or data recorded on paper or cards or photographic having no commercial value. That's first. Second is samples and free gifts, which are bona fide commercial samples, as I told you, the value limits, etc., and not prohibited or restricted, and they do not involve transfer of any foreign exchange. The third type are all dutiable or commercial goods. But here, the clearance procedure is same as for commercial import and export. The above three categories of goods have to be packaged in identifiable courier company bags with appropriate labels. And because the first two categories, they do not attract any customs duty, they have got to be packed separately. And a very simple bill of entry is prepared and presented for such kind of clearance. For clearing of duty bill of commercial goods, a courier bill of entry form is required to be filed. This form can contain a number of individual consignments imported by one courier on behalf of more than one consignee. That means multiple imports. No limit as regards the quantity of goods which can be imported through the courier, but yes, individual package of 70 kgs has got to be followed. These goods are assessed to duty on merits like any other commercial imported goods, and also exemptions wherever available, they are allowed on such imports. But being courier goods, they are allowed clearance on a fast track basis. Procedure for such import clearances. Onboard courier or authorized courier shall file a statement immediately on arrival of the import goods or at the airport with the custom officer in courier bill of entry form. Courier bags containing imported goods shall not be opened except with the permission of proper officer. Can you tell me why? Because there is an onboard person accompanying that package. Therefore, it is termed that the package is secure, not been tampered with. Then the courier company shall present all the imported goods brought by him to the proper officer for examination and assessment as per the requirement of the custom officer. And those which are not taken for clearance shall be detained by the customs in case due to any technical reason. And for such goods, charges payable for storage and holding of such goods has got to be paid by the authorized courier. This is in case where the customs officer cannot assess the value or he has got some doubt as far as the material is concerned. As far as export is concerned, the authorized courier has to file a statement before departure of any foreign going conveyance with the custom officer in a courier shipping bill. Courier bags containing the export goods are to be taken on board a flight or across international borders shall not be opened except with the permission of the customs officer. En route, it cannot be opened. Why? Because there is a person accompanying, and that is where there is less security. The authorized courier is registered and he has passed an examination under CBLR rules. Only such person is allowed to make entry, file documents for export and come to the customs officer for examination of the goods. He shall present all the goods brought by him to the proper officer for examination and assessment. Of course, there are certain types of goods which cannot go through the courier mode simple shipping bill. They have got to be processed at either the air cargo complex or the export oriented unit by the respective customs officer. And only after the shipping bill is prepared and goods are properly examined and sealed, then the custom officer may permit the goods to be handed over to a courier agency for onward dispatch through the courier. Such goods are, if they are originating from export-oriented unit or free trade zone or STP or EHTP, etc. Or if the goods are exported under the export processing capital goods scheme or any duty exemption scheme. Or export goods are under duty drawback, or again if a specific license is required from the DGFT. In such cases, the custom officer will direct filing of a normal shipping bill or bill of export and then completing the export procedure to be handed over to the courier company. As far as gems and jewelry are concerned, there is a separate procedure for clearance of gems and jewelry. Import, including samples, are allowed through courier. Export of cut and polished diamonds is also allowed through courier. Export under any exempt policy schemes, EOU, EPZ or UNISIM, any other domestic area is also allowed through courier. But the value of each export consignment under such export does not exceed 20 lakh rupees. That's the value limit for export of each consignment. As far as courier imports are concerned, there is a very simplified procedure for filing courier bills of entry, which does not apply for all goods. For certain categories of most regular bill of entry is filed, like goods meant for export-oriented units or under the various export processing, DFI scheme or export schemes, or if they are under a license, or if the goods are under the valuation rules related person transactions. Such goods, courier bill of entry is not permitted. As far as exports is concerned, all goods other than prohibited are allowed to be exported through courier, except for certain excluded categories. And such goods which are not allowed are any goods which attract duty on exports, or various export promotion schemes or drawback or EPCG, etc. Or value of the consignment is about 25,000 rupees and transaction in foreign exchange is involved. The authorized courier files courier shipping bills through online iSkate, and such export goods are required to be presented to the customs officer for inspection, examination and assessment, and export would be allowed after that only. But for certain categories of export goods, regular shipping bills are to be filed, like export-oriented unit or license requirement, etc. And only after the shipping bill is processed at the cargo complex, then the shipping bill allow out of, without a charge, let export order by the officer at the cargo complex, is allowed to be transferred to the courier cell by escort, customs escort. Friends, how can we forget our simple postman?